Joined by a special guest on the morning show, David Korp from the Danville Museum of Fine Arts and History. Thank you for taking a couple of minutes.
Thank you for having me, Josh. I appreciate it. And the museum appreciates it also.
Absolutely. Anything we can do to support the community, that's what we're here for. Now, you guys have a very unique event going on this weekend. It's the Attic Sale. Tell us a little bit about what that is and what your goals are for this weekend.
This is an annual event held usually in March or April, and it's to raise funds for the museum for operating expenses, purchase of items, artifacts for the museum, bringing guest artists to the museum. It goes into the general operating fund.
Okay, so it's not just keeping the lights on, but a lot of the special events you guys have, you know, speakers and different exhibits, you guys have to pay to bring them here.
Exactly.
We do. Okay, so what types of things could people hope to see at this weekend's event?
Well, we started unloading today, and I do want to point out that donations are still being accepted up through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the museum, 975 Main Street. All of the items that will be in the attic sale are donated. And they include such items as furniture, collectibles, books, framed artworks, small appliances and electronics, jewelry, household items like dishes and cookware, holiday decorations, and knickknacks galore.
Okay.
Something for everybody, we like to think.
And so if you're doing some spring cleaning or maybe considering a remodel and not necessarily sure what to do with some of your items, but still need to be in good condition, you guys would love to talk to them.
We would love to talk to them. We are not accepting clothing, shoes, or computers. We have accepted those items in the past, and they generally do not sell.
Okay.
So anything else, if you are spring cleaning or, as Josh mentioned, remodeling, give us a call. It's 434-793-5644. We'll make arrangements for your delivery. Or if they're larger items, we can help with pickup.
Oh, that's great. Okay. A lot of not necessarily the easiest thing to logistically account for, especially with some of the larger furniture. That's great. You say this is an annual event. How long have you guys been doing this?
My wife and I have been involved in it for about 5 years now, but I think it goes back before we came to Danville.
How key is this fundraiser for you and your team?
Yeah, the Attic Sale is one of several annual fundraisers that the museum holds. Upcoming on May 4th will be our annual Derby Day, which is held on the lawn late afternoon on into the evening, where we have simulated wagering, catered luncheon, entertainment, a signature cocktail, costume contest if you choose to dress up, but it's not necessary. And it's generally a wonderful day. And then we, of course, watch the Kentucky Derby. So that's another example. Margaritaville is held every year. So those are, it's just one of several fundraisers that help defray the costs in operating a world-class museum.
Well, and that's something that we're very fortunate to have here in our town. And if you haven't been, I strongly recommend you go by and visit and really get to see Danville's history at its finest.
And I do want to summarize, the event open to the public is this Saturday, April 6th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That is the actual attic sale. If you remember, you get to come to the preview Friday night.
That sounds great. David, how can folks get involved in terms of deliveries? I know you mentioned the phone number. Let's hit that again, and so we'll make sure folks have all the information they need to get involved.
Right. Deliveries will be accepted this week, today through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the museum, which is 975 Main Street, commonly known as the Sutherland Mansion, officially the Danville Museum of Fine Arts and History. But it's 975 Main Street. Phone number is 434-793-5644. So if you have a question about anything you're considering donating, or it may need some help in us picking it up, that's the phone number to call and discuss your donations.
Well, David, thank you so much for coming in and bringing this event to us. I certainly hope you guys have all the success. We certainly want to support the museum right here in our own backyard. Thank you for taking a couple of minutes with me.
Thank you, Josh.